Harper Audio presents Deadland, a V.I. Warshawski novel by Sarah Paretsky. Performed by Susan Erickson. The Dogs of August. August 14th. The long buzz on my front doorbell woke me, and then I heard the dogs. I pulled on jeans and staggered to my door, where Donna Lutis was leaning on the bell and screaming, "Will you fucking get out of bed and deal with this?" I ignored her, stuck my feet into the running shoes I'd left outside the door, and hurried down the stairs, past a gauntlet of angry neighbors, including Mr. Contreras, resplendent in magenta pajamas. Peppy and Mitch, the two dogs I share with him, were hurling themselves at the lobby entrance in a frenzy. A smart detective does not open her home at 4 in the morning when an unknown danger on the other side has roused the dogs. But Donna Lutis was yelling threats, the Sung baby was crying, and everyone was babbling incoherent worries. Should we call 911? Should we shoot the dogs? I opened the front door just wide enough to slither through. A large brown dog with a square face and an anxious expression was tied to a lamppost near the entrance, a paper bag on the walk next to him. He had a white piece of paper wound around his collar. I unfolded it and held it under the lamp to read. Warshawski. You seem to know your way around dogs, even if you're terrible with people. Look after Bear until I come back for him. Coop. I jogged down to the street, tripping on my shoelaces, hoping to see what direction Coop was heading. That was a fool's errand. He had tied his dog to the lamppost and slipped into the darkness before Mitch and Peppy started barking. I turned back. Bear was whining, anxiously licking his lips when I got to him. I unhooked the leash. "What's going on, huh, boy?" I said softly. The dog whined again and started down the sidewalk. I stood on his leash long enough to tie my laces, then let him lead me. We'd gone about 5 blocks when I realized he was trying to get to the south side, to wherever Coop lived, not following a trail. However, when I tried to turn Bear around to head to my place, he lay on the sidewalk and refused to budge. I'm strong, but not strong enough to carry a big dog 1/2 mile. I squatted on the sidewalk next to him, feeling naked despite the hot night. I was wearing a sleep shirt and jeans, no underwear, no socks, no phone, no house keys. "If Coop left you with me, he's not going to be at home, boy. Best come with me now. We can get some sleep and sort it out in the morning. Let's make the best of a situation neither of us wants." I don't know if it was my words, my tone, or just his sad realization that his lot was hopeless, but he got up and plodded up the street with me. How'd a steady boy like you end up with an explosive device like him anyway? I asked the dog. I barely knew Coop. I didn't even know if that was his first or last name or just a nickname. I didn't know where he lived, where he was from, where he might go if he'd fled Chicago. We'd met a handful of times, and each time he'd gone from angry to volcanic in under a minute. Maybe he really had killed Leo Prince and thought the cops were closing in on him. Except if he was going into hiding, he'd surely take you along, wouldn't he? I said to the dog. And why me? He's made it clear he despises me. No insult, but what am I going to do with you? We'd reached my building. I picked up the bag Coop had left. "Another dog?" Donna Lutis screamed. She was still standing by the open door to her unit. "You can't bring another dog in here."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?